need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and comedians, laughter is a mental orgasm. All you children of sex. And, yeah, you know we all are children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. Jesus is king, but, you know, we may or may not be children of Jesus, all of us. Or Allah, or Buddha, or Brahma, or Adonai Eloheinu. But whoever our daddy is, they're all daddies, you notice. One thing we know, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the little love church of the Bonobo Way, baby, here in the village of Bonoboville. Yeah, let's have a few cheers for you know, the bonobos who show us the way to peace through pleasure. Brothers and sisters, we need a little peace on earth and pleasure for all. Yes, indeed. Tis, I love that word, tis. Never know where the apostrophe goes, though. The holiday season, holidays we all are, if you're tuned in live. And along with our eggnog and our candy canes. Well, we are serving a very peachy impeachment. Yes, indeed. In fact, I have a whole impeachment parfait right here, brothers and sisters. That's right. This is impeachment parfait. And by the way, we're listening to Peachy Pavement, it just so happens, that this music that I'm playing right here. But no, it is not a perfect impeachment. Who are those ghosts laughing just now? Are there elves here? Those are Abraham's elves or Jesus's elves or okay. Part of peachy and pavement. Anyway, it's not a perfect impeachment, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. It's an impeachment parfait. And there's a difference. Because, yeah, I have to admit, it doesn't really satisfy our horny hunger to stick it to the Trumpus in his rumpus or anywhere in his ear for every terrible little thing that he does and has done and will probably continue to do, you know. But it's something. It's peachy. Mm-hmm. And since we the people are starving for peaches, well, two measly articles of impeachment are better than none, right? And, of course, only some of us are starving for impeachment. I acknowledge that. There are some among us. The Trumpsters. We love you, Trumpsters. We do. And, of course, you're much too bloated on Dirty Donald's crap that takes 10 to 15 flushes.
Ew.
Right. 10 to 15 flushes. No, he said it himself. He's very appalled at the ecological toilet facilities because you take a lot of flushes. Who takes 10 to 15 flushes? Nobody. Maybe 2, 3 to get it going down, but 10 to 15? Oh, my God. That's a lot of poop. So the Trumpsters, you know, God and Goddess bless you, poor shitso souls. But, you know, you're just way too bloated to taste, let alone eat a peach. Peaches are delicious. And I know you're not even treating this impeachment as a hearing. It's more like a game where you just have to win. No matter what, right? I get it. Now, on the other side, I have to say, are my fellow lefties, progressives, right?
Hell yes.
But some of you guys, I got to say, in terms of the impeachment parfait, some of you are way too pure to eat a peach. Maybe because it's canned. I mean, I'm sorry, but fresh peaches are not in season now. But I like the canned kind. I mean, they're bad for you, but they remind me of my childhood. Slurpee.
Peach, and
you
sure.
can suck on them, you know, as opposed to the fresh ones that you have to just bite. So sometimes the canned ones are... Anyway, my friends, the lefty friends, are just too pure to eat a peach. And too pure, many of them, to appreciate this nice peachy impeachment. And, they're right about some things, I have to say, because, you know, the Senate will not convict, most likely, and mean old Mitch McConnell's already saying, we're basically colluding with the White House counsel, so, you know, there's no pretense of hearing here at all. Yeah, I mean, they're right about that. And the blowback, well, it might actually help Dirty Donald. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it might help him win. Yeah. And that would give us another 4 years. Oh, or maybe more, right? He keeps joking, and he ain't no comedian, so I don't believe that's a joke.
Period.
So there are risks to impeachment, no doubt. But you know what, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, there are greater risks to not impeaching. Like destroying the democracy that I think we still have some of. I don't know. Not all, but some. It is in the hands of the rich, but I mean, there's some possibility of getting it back. You know, if we don't impeach, that just gives him a free ride. Gives everybody, every criminal, every lowlife a free ride. So, yeah. Impeachment, it's the right thing to do with this butthole of a human. With apologies to buttholes, right?
Yeah.
And actually, there's more about this in my article in Counterpunch. Woohoo! Go Bonobos for Counterpunch out this holiday weekend. Krampus, Trumpus, Rumpus, show the banner. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Show that on the Facebook camera. Who's on the Facebook camera? Is anybody on the Facebook camera? I mean, because I see the Facebook camera just standing there and photographers walking in front of it. Okay. Huh? All right. So, speaking of buttholes.
Yes.
I'm going to eat this peach. Tis the season of the baby Jesus butt plug. Who I'm going to introduce in a moment. Actually, I feel as though the baby Jesus butt plug is like one of my guests. So I'm going to introduce some of my other human guests before I get to my immortal guests, like baby Jesus butt plug. And so, first of all, my elfin assistant, a fabulous sidekick, Sunshine McWain, in a very fetching leopard Santa hat. And I am, of course, in the Go Bonobos naughty Santa hat. And right here, over to my left, I'm not going to guess that has anything to do with their politics, but they're to my left. We have Mike Eaton, comedian.
That's me.
Also in a Santa hat.
We did it. It's big to compensate for.
And I'm going to say thank you, Anthony Davis. Right? He's the one that arranged for you to come on.
Alyssa Petit.
And Alyssa Petit.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Alyssa Petit. And I want to say more about you, but I want to also introduce my other guest. Now, the holidays are a great time to guzzle.
Yeah, right?
I mean, champagne, eggnog, sparkling apple cider, and
all
cum.
All of them.
Right? I mean, isn't cum guzzling like one of the things that you do on the 12 days of Christmas or every day? And so welcome,
day.
Amy Guzzler,
Hi.
To the Dr. Susan Block Show. Also an acute Santa hat. And Guzzler, that's a good name. Now, I got to ask, that's my first question. I mean, how come Guzzler? Where did it come to you, so to speak, in a burst of
kind
liquid?
Kind of flows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And I actually enjoy it a lot more than most females because they suck at it.
So yeah. They suck at it, so to speak, but you suck and swallow.
But most don't like to swallow.
Right.
And I like to guzzle that
You
shit.
Do. You like it. Wow. Okay.
So classy.
And so we're talking about mainly cum.
Yes.
Right? Classy cum. Only classy.
And cider.
And cider. You actually don't drink alcohol.
I don't drink.
Wow. Must make you extra thirsty for the sperm, baby. Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I agree.
Amy Guzzler. And so you have recently entered the world of porn. You're a porn star.
Recently, yes.
Recently. But, you know, it only takes one porn movie to be a porn star.
Yeah.
If you're starring in it.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really like sharing, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
So I'm definitely not going to do a porn with other females.
Oh, okay. You want to guzzle.
I will.
Hold on, why?
You're a good
dude.
Church.
Yeah, I know. Well, Catholic, too. I was an altar boy.
Oh, you were an altar boy.
Yeah, and then you'd sneak it out of the tabernacle. Like, if they had before they blessed it. It was just box wine at that point.
Uh-huh.
So. Man, I feel so screwed over.
I know, right?
I was raised Southern Baptist. They would only give us grape juice.
Dude, I never even got fingered by a priest. How do you think I felt?
Yeah, they really
wow.
that
screwed you over.
Did you guzzle the sacramental wine?
The wine, yeah, that was it.
Wow. That was it. Didn't
no other chances.
Something had to make it interesting.
Uh-huh. Right? Well, on that note, I'm going to introduce you all to our dildonic nativity scene.
Yes.
Okay. You know, everyone has a nativity scene around Christmas time, and it is around Christmas time. And so we have a dildonic nativity scene, and it is mostly populated by figures, you could say, that also serve as dildos made by divine intervention.
Yes.
Okay, so the star of the scene would be the baby Jesus butt plug. Isn't he adorable?
Oh, that's my gosh.
Just like the real baby Jesus. Oh, I mean, I don't know if there was a real baby Jesus, but a baby Jesus. He's adorable. Really cute.
I can't believe that.
And he's, well.
Yeah, he's cute.
A holy child who puts the anal in bacchanal.
Right. He's cribbed for your pleasure.
And yeah, that's a good one. You must be a comedian,
oh, no
Santa.
Way.
Okay, so we have a Mother Mary represented here by a pink bonobo that says hugs and kisses. So she's Mother Mary bonobo. I understand the real Mother Mary is going to be joining us next week.
All right, kids.
Oh, where did Sunshine go? She's
ready.
Okay,
room.
Never mind. And Bill Clinton is there. I think he represents one of the kings, right?
Yeah. Oh my
that
lord!
That came with gifts, and of course, his gift to the situation is he knows all about impeachment. Mm. And then these are other kind of dildonic kings. There's a Buddha.
Yeah.
And these are bad dragon dildos. This is actually a dog dick. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell Betsy especially. And this is the Jesus jackhammer dildo, which is actually more appropriate, I guess you would say, for
I can't.
Easter.
Well, the third day really I came again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's here rising up from the manger into the heavens, and we have some mistletoe, you know. So it's all very lovely, and I don't know. What do you think of my nativity scene?
I love it.
It goes hard. That thing's great.
It's awesome.
I think Jesus jackhammer might be my two favorite words together.
Jesus
That's fun.
Jackhammer, yes. And I actually have another Jesus jackhammer. I like Jesus jackhammer so much myself that I have
oh my
this
God.
One.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to hold
oh
the business
God,
end.
I love this.
Because the business end you can't show on Facebook.
What? This one? What do you mean?
The business end of the dildo.
The dick.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, the
swollen head.
The hammer. The hammer part of the jackhammer.
Right. I thought that was the Facebook camera.
It's definitely hammer time.
Okay.
The one labeled Facebook Live, that's the Facebook camera.
Right.
The one labeled main camera. Is
Easy there, Jesus
when I put it in my mouth, I can say, Jesus is in me now. Hell yeah. Heavens, yeah. So I'm going to put him back into the little vulva puppet. We have all kinds of toys here. This is a sex educational show. So, and we love sex. We love comedy. And a combination of a sex star, a porn star, and a comedian. Where are you guys from? Where are you from?
Originally Texas. So
where's
yeah.
your accent?
I know. Isn't that amazing? My parents aren't related, so I didn't get one.
I don't know how that works.
That's just what I've heard.
Oh my
I mean, I can fake one
right.
if you need it.
Okay, there you go. Must be your granddaddy that married your grandpappy.
Yeah, for sure.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So I thought that was, wow, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a North Texas
hillbilly
thing,
or something. So. But okay, so North Texas, right?
Yeah.
And you're here in L.A. to
do the
seek
comedy
your fortune,
thing.
Do the comedy thing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the best place on earth.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, I don't think there's anywhere better.
I agree.
You've been a lot of places?
A decent amount.
Yeah.
I grew up rich, so I had like a little bit of privilege.
Wow.
I know.
You grew up rich? We want to know you. Santa Claus.
I said, grew up. He's up. It's been downhill for a minute.
Oh, yeah. So your parents have basically disowned you.
Yeah.
Now.
No, yeah. No, no. They enjoyed it too much.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
like Max's parents.
Oh, yeah. My parents, they loved it.
Especially your grandparents.
Every
though.
Time.
Yeah.
My granddad, when he was dying, he says, Massimo, I leave you one thing. I said, yes, tradition.
What? Yeah, you can't sell that for shit.
Yeah. Like, sweet, all the hotels, the all the properties, all the, gone.
Yeah. That's so gone. Terrible.
Lots of women.
I bet he enjoyed it though, right?
Lots of women. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm guessing your last name is not really Feimster. Now you say,
oh, no,
Fortune,
sorry, that's my
Feimster. Emily,
that's my
Fortune
Twitter name.
Feimster is a comedian.
No, Fortune.
And
but his
Fortune
real Fortune
is a safe space for incels. So what does that make you?
So, so my Twitter name is Fortune Feimster. Because there's a very famous comedian named Fortune Feimster.
Right.
And she has like blonde curly
Emily
hair,
Fortune
and
Feimster.
I have this blonde wig. So it's my Twitter handle to be funny.
Is that a wig?
No. It's, well.
He's being funny.
It's dyed.
It's just my do.
Yeah, I
no,
see.
No, it's real. Yeah, it's I worked very hard on it.
Yeah. Should I pull on it? You're looking at me like you want me to.
Yeah, I'm great with that.
It's real.
Yeah,
all right.
Pretty good.
Nice hair.
I wish everybody pulled on stuff to see if it's real.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's totally fake. Check
back
out.
To Guzzler here.
Back to Guzzler.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
Lord.
Where are you from originally, Amy?
Northern California, Sacramento.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to show some pictures
the
from
Guzzle
your
capital.
Area soon. But so you came down here also to seek your fortune, but not in comedy, in porn?
Seek my fortune, completely reinvent myself, stay out of trouble.
What were you before?
A criminal.
All right. Well, honest, anyway.
Right?
Yeah, well, I got away from all that, actually. And
What kind of criminal were you? I mean, a murderer?
No, I'm not a murderer.
Not a murderer.
I've never committed a violent crime, ever.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
That's good. Right.
That's careful wording. I like how you did that.
Well, I mean, some criminals are great, like the protesters who get arrested.
Yeah, they're criminals.
And they're criminals. And
okay, not a bad
not criminal. That kind, but or sex workers who just trying
I've
to make an honest
I've never
living.
Been in trouble for that ever in my life.
Oh, okay.
Have you
never.
Been a sex worker?
I have.
Yeah.
I was for 5 years. Really? And I actually have right. pursued it even more so. Like, and now I'm in the industry and I'm actually like making real money. And
all right.
Woo, really?
Yeah.
Well, in speaking of that, I would just like to say happy International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers.
Woo-hoo!
And that is actually in a couple of days. If you're tuned in live, it's Tuesday. And it was first recognized in 2003 by our friend Annie Sprinkle.
Fuck yeah.
You know who Annie Sprinkle is, everybody?
What is she
She's a hooker who became a porn star, who became an artist.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and Max was her first publisher, actually.
What?
Yeah, Max.
I published,
yeah.
And a doctor now, work. Too, right? She's a doctor.
I got busted.
She's Dr. Annie Sprinkle.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
So anyway, it is in memory of some 50 victims of Seattle's Green River Killer. And those included many sex workers. And so we celebrate. Well, it's not happy. I don't know. It is happy because we're coming out with this imperative that we must help sex workers to earn a decent living. And considering a lot of the professionals that are out there these days that we see on our TVs lying and cheating and stealing and killing. Sex workers are some of the most honest people on earth.
Yes, they are.
And I'm even talking about the liars. But most of them are not liars. They're earning a decent, honest living, providing a service that is needed.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, it is.
Fuck yeah, it is.
He knows, right?
Yeah.
I agree. 100%.
You want them to get fucked, not get
no.
fucked.
You know? I agree.
Did you ever
100%.
Use mommy and daddy's money to hire a sex worker?
No, I used my own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
It would have been exciting to use mommy and daddy's.
Yeah, I know. I wish. That'd be cool. They don't generally. They don't like take Amex. Like you can't go to like the rub and tug.
Yeah.
Oh right. No, yeah. That's
the rub and tug. Yeah. I can't.
The rub and tug.
What's
that's a classic
hand
name.
Maps. Do you know what it's called? The one where you can find the There's like a GPS for jerk off massage parlors. That's
oh, there's oh, plenty really? Of them
oh,
here.
You're looking at me like I've been. No,
I
I'm
just
not
assumed
sure.
like someone.
Yeah,
here would
no,
know.
I know. I'm sure somebody right? knows.
There's a Jesus dildo on the desk, and you're looking at me like I'm crazy for talking about.
I'm a classy lady. Don't yeah. make any assumptions about yeah. me.
And Jesus is a classy man.
Exactly.
And Jesus loved the sex workers.
Exactly.
Yes, Jesus. Jesus said, "He who is without sin." May he cast the first stone, and nobody stoned anybody.
First guy into BDSM. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if he was the first, the but, you know, he was best. Certainly one of the most extreme.
Yeah, he
I mean,
it.
Wow. And he asked for it. And I mean, not to say that that's an excuse, and that's not the same as Kanye saying that slavery is a choice, okay? Because that's ridiculous. But Jesus did kind of say, you know, like, this is my destiny. I got to do this. Beat me. And that's why we say seasons beating.
Yes. Yeah. No, Jesus was a bad little bitch.
Like, we love Jesus. And Jesus loved the sex workers. And Jesus was, you know, very ahead of his time, like Dionysus, actually, in inviting a lot of women into his cult. I don't know. Church? That wasn't a church then. Synagogue. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Synagogue at the time, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So happy International Sex Workers Anti-Violence Day. It's a Woo. Long name. And it's especially important right now because, you know, there was a hashtag on Twitter about what are the impeachment articles that you would put forth and against the awful Trumpists, who I need to beat with a candy cane right now. Excuse me. Yeah, I need to beat him. Beat his balls, your jingle balls. Jingle balls. And, yeah, play that jingle balls music while I beat this bastard's
jingle
balls.
Jingle balls, and jingle balls, jingle balls.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people... I'm upset with him for caging children, okay? And I don't even really like children. But I'm upset with him... For, you know, for just making the climate worse, even though every president does. But still, he makes it worse and worse. I'm upset with him for his racism and his sexism and for signing Sesta Fosta. Okay? Now, of course, the bastard Congress, even though we have to like some of them, most of them also signed Sesta Fosta, which is really disturbing. I mean, they helped to pass it, but he signed it, and he's a fucking John, okay? Not only does he pay sex workers, he pays them off. Oh, he's a little cheap, I think. He doesn't really pay them.
I think he's cheap, too.
He probably does PayPal, where he pays them.
Oh, my God.
And then he sends it right back. Oh. I want it back. I want it back. Oh.
Family yeah. and friends only,
what's,
mister.
What's the other one yeah, that all the Johns bullshit. Try to do where they pay you, and then they'll be like, oh, no, I changed my mind right after services rendered.
PayPal, Venmo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all not sex worker friendly. What?
Yeah, and like,
no, they're not.
And it ruins it for those of us that just want to buy a sex worker straight up. Like, I just want to give you money for sex. Why do all these
money.
Other guys got to be shitty about
it? Any sex worker will tell
just
you,
give
just
money
give
cash
money.
Only.
I
just
know.
Just give money cash only.
Okay, so here's the thing about Sesta Fosta, everybody, because this it's really important that we talk to our political representatives and explain to them that this cannot stand because it's killing sex workers, because it doesn't allow sex workers to advertise on... You know, online, basically.
Yeah. And it's hurting the
bullshit.
Economy.
Well, that too. It's definitely
sure.
hurting the
fucking
economy.
Bullshit.
And it hurts all of us, those of us who are not sex workers and want a little sexual expression. Well, we're not allowed. And now YouTube is cracking down. Twitter is even cracking down.
Twitter.
And not in a fun BDSM way. More in a sleazy, like, shadow banning way, where they don't tell you that your tweets aren't showing up. Oh. Or they just disconnect your account and you can't do anything about it. And it's all very vague now. It used to be about nudity. Now it's about something that looks sexy. In other words, if Mark Zuckerberg gets a hard-on, you're fucked. You know? So... We gotta repeal Sesta Fosta and really insist that our representatives make that a priority. And it's difficult because sex workers are kind of the last people for a lot of these bozos to consider, even though, you know, a lot of them go to sex workers.
Right?
Right.
That's yes.
the craziest part.
Well,
hypocrisy 101.
I guess, yeah, it's all about the hypocrisy, you know.
I think if we just remove the social taboo of buying a sex worker, a lot of them would be a lot cooler about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, there's like a three-pronged approach. First is legalize, decriminalize whatever method you want to use. You got to make it so that people can do it without getting busted.
Right.
Then you have to destigmatize. Yes, you have to destigmatize people for practicing sex work and for using sex workers. And that's a little more complicated, but certainly making it legal is the first step. And then, yeah, the third step. Are you listening, Bernie, Liz, Donald? You got to subsidize sex work. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Stamps
yeah,
instead of food stamps.
Like that's a dream that, like, I don't know.
I don't know. They do it in some European countries.
I believe it. Yeah. I wonder, like, I don't know. That's like saying, I want to live in a perfect world. Well, that's nice. We all want to live in a perfect world. But does it?
You have to have goals.
I mean, will it happen? I don't know.
Eat a peach.
It'll happen if I eat the peach?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Happy holidays. Happy impeachment. Ooh. Oh, I should ask my guests, would any of you like a peach? Would you like a peach? You're
for,
good.
For subsidized okay. sex work.
You do yeah. not want a peach.
Hook up the peach.
Hook up the peach. You do want the peach. Okay.
And I like watching.
Okay. I'll hold your mic while the camera shows you.
Look at that icon.
Guzzling.
That's great.
Guzzle
that peach, girl. Guzzle oh, that yeah. peach. All right. Are you hungry? Do you want a peach?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if we're peaching it up,
we're peaching it up.
No.
It's
exactly.
an impeachment
That's
party.
Not the impeachment.
I have an impeachment parfait, even though it is not a perfect impeachment.
Woo!
Ta-da!
Now we all get subsidized.
I know I'm not super sexy with it.
Now we're gonna get subsidized for our sex work because I said so.
Sounds
exactly.
amazing.
Period.
and we should because after all. You know, we don't want rape and pillage going on, and if we don't have sex for a lot of people, mostly people of the male persuasion, yeah, I mean, a lot of them could go nuts. A lot of them are going nuts.
Yeah. I didn't understand.
And that
no
4chan
November.
Place, right?
I was just making fun of that.
I know.
No
it's I know, but isn't
memes.
That like a safe space for crazy...
it's...
You know, guys who are denied sex and live in their parents' basements.
It's also an amazing cache of all of the porn that just gets deleted and DMCA'd and copy strike
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, there is a lot of porn on FanChan.
So if you're like, you know.
Because there's all those guys on there. They're so fucking horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think incels would just love porn instead, right?
Well, they do.
They don't know about, like, spank bang?
I mean, porn does fulfill a lot of needs, but not all.
Fleshlight. You gotta get a fleshlight.
And you know, that's another thing that needs to be destigmatized. Maybe not subsidized, but masturbation. It's stigmatized, and so a lot of guys feel funny about masturbating, or they feel lesser than for masturbating. And you guys shouldn't. You should
especially
feel
on trains.
Good about it.
Yeah, especially in public, right? It's just, it's normal.
So speaking of penises.
Yes.
We have a Christmas present from climate change right now. And we're going to show this on our screen here because even though Mark Zuckerberg might get excited watching it, it is not an actual penis. It is a penis fish. Okay, that, first of all, what we're seeing there now is actually
a shit ton.
A lot of penis fish on the beach in Northern California, where you're from. Now she's running away. I know
really
she's
excited
upset
about
the penis fish. Did we get
she
that
took
on the
Jesus jackhammer with her?
Is anybody on the Facebook camera? I mean, of course we need to get the penis fish for the, you know.
Yeah.
But I really want to show the individual picture of it. Show yes.
Yeah,
it's extra.
Okay,
look at that thing.
Look.
Would
at,
you believe that's a fish?
That's
right?
A fish. Okay.
It doesn't look like
this
a fish.
Is not.
I have penis envy.
Now I don't know if you should be showing this close up. Actually, Harry, we could.
probably somebody
get
could
in
say.
Trouble for showing the fish.
I know.
Because
it's
the
weird,
fish looks
but
too much like a penis.
I mean, let's just say, how do these people know what to censor? I don't think they know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I see that Miss Guzzler, even though she loves penises, was freaked out by the penis. Oh no!
She
okay.
had to.
It made you have to squirt.
No.
Yep. Okay.
Maybe. Oh God,
no,
so
actually,
weird.
You had to masturbate really quickly.
No,
nice.
I had to pee. Thank you.
Oh, okay. It's related. It's
and
same
I never
general
said
area.
I don't like penises.
No. I just saw you leave.
Would you like penis fish though?
Okay.
Penis fish.
That's what
real talk.
Meant.
Would you fuck it? Would any of you put that
so
in
you? So you miss seeing the penis fish?
Fuck no.
I'm just checking. I don't know.
Do you
I'm
know
a
how
dude.
Bad that
here, just look
fish.
Real
look
quick.
Right there, there's
come
a
on.
Penis
look at
fish.
The penis
I mean,
fish.
Right?
Some
the
of the seagulls would
eat right
it's
in that guy's
if
head.
You show me a pussy fish, I might fuck it. You know?
No.
I'm just
you
saying,
know what it looks like? A gigantic worm.
And it actually yeah. is. Very good, Miss Guzzler. These are not really fish.
What?
And they're not really dicks. But they are on the beach, and they look like dicks. And they are called innkeeper worms. That's another name for them.
They're gross.
And you know about them.
Yes.
Oh.
Kind of.
Yeah. You don't guzzle them, do you?
No, definitely
no.
not.
They're kind of like these semi-erect penises that... You know, are kind of like worms, but burrow under the sand, and recently invaded Drake's Beach, in
Drake
Inverness,
has his own beach?
California.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Drake has his own beach.
I was gonna say we could call it Lake Flaccid.
You know.
Yeah. Lake
I don't know.
Flaccid.
They look like they got a semi on. You know.
Yeah.
Lake Flaccid.
But yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Were the worms stealing his energy
and
they started from the bottom, now they're here. And
well,
the worms used to be in a wheelchair, now they're not.
They're actually under the sand. This is for real. They exist under the sand, burrowing. So next time you lay your bikini bod down on the beach, you might want to think about those, you know, penis fish burrowing right under you, and they could burrow right up your bacchanal, you know?
I think that's how like half of Japanese porn starts, right?
Yeah. So, kind of disturbing. And so usually they're under the beach, so it's no big deal. But climate change, storms, disruption, and up they come, and it's a dickpocalypse. It's kind of frightening. Sunshine said the other day, I mean, it looks like the gangbang from hell, right?
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Or the yeah.
I thought the gangbang I want to avoid.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, gangbang from hell, yeah. And gangbang from hell.
That's what makes them emerge from their man cave. Climate change. I don't know. Bad storm. Anyway, it's a present from Santa.
From hell.
Well, Santa and Satan are like one letter off, right?
Well, that's Krampus. Yeah. Right.
You missed the last show.
Dang it.
You missed it.
Sorry, everybody.
All right. Well, I could bang your jingle balls.
Woo!
So. Where did we... Oh, so you're from Northern California, and when did you become a porn star? Just recently, or...?
Within the last 6 months.
What?
Actually. Yeah,
fresh meat.
And this is part of your recreating yourself from your criminal background.
Yes.
Did we ever get what you did?
No.
Okay. I had asked you before, is there anything you don't want me to ask you? And you didn't say that.
I'm actually sober. I actually don't do drugs anymore. So
I used to
move a lot of drugs.
What, you used to?
I used to like sell drugs.
Oh,
I
good
used
for
to,
you.
Like,
okay.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's great. No,
so I stopped fucking around all the way around in every type of way. So
okay. Well, that's
well,
good.
You're doing porn, so you're not completely done fucking around.
I'm still sinning. It's okay. I don't mind.
Right. And it's healthier in general. I mean, not that sex can't bring disease and death and destruction. But sex heals a billion times more than it kills. I mean, mostly it's very
fuck
good.
Yeah, it does.
Sex makes people.
And then there's that.
Like reverse killing.
if it wasn't for Pervin' Out, none of us would be here.
Yeah.
But sex is, you know, mostly for recreation.
Hell
even
yeah.
though procreation, you know, obviously we're all children of sex. But on the other hand, most of the time when we have sex, we're not having children, such as when Amy guzzles. If you're guzzling it.
Keeping it away from that part.
Yeah, perfect. That works. Right. So you're child free or do you
have
a little one?
I have no Ooh. Children.
Banging around. Okay. All right.
I'm only 23, so I don't plan on having kids anytime soon.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
I feel like everyone should be clapping for that, right?
Yeah, no, I'm clapping. I'm clapping.
Mike, what do you have to say, kids?
No way.
Jose.
Spent plenty of money making sure I didn't.
You got fixed?
No, just plan B and plan C a few times.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No way. It's agency, you know? I should not have children. Like that's not, we can all tell that.
Were you diagnosed that way? Or?
We all should have diagnosed me that
way,
right?
Oh, Betsy has an opinion. Maybe she wants children or is she... Maybe Betsy wants puppies?
Oh, that was the Betsy? Dog barking.
Yeah. You didn't hear... Oh, you like, thought one of us was
Yeah, no, I was like, which one is Betsy? But, yeah, no, I'm not a big kid guy. I mean, maybe one day. Just like, I think when you want to have kids, you should have them and not a second sooner.
Yeah, no, good.
Exactly.
Woo! And actually, 11,000 scientists from all over the world came together last week to
what?
Say, well, yeah, I know. Talking about coming is really a dicey proposition here. But anyway, they came together and guzzled each other. And they said that, you know, big part of the climate change problem is overpopulation, and we have to bring the population under control. I personally, even though I'm child-free and I'm all for child-freeness, I don't think it's all about the population. I think the worst polluters are the military and corporations of various sorts. And, of course, cows, you know, all those cow farts. I mean, I'm talking about you, Devin Nunez. Yeah. yeah, cow farts. Too many people eating too many cows. Right. So, I mean, unless you really want children, you shouldn't have them. You should only have them if you really want them. And, of course, you have plenty of time. And so do you, Santa.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Mike, what's your sexiest Christmas you've ever had?
I don't know that
Christmas is a sexy time for you.
I don't think so. No? My Christmas is usually associated with family, so
yeah.
So then, if I'm not with them, I just go and party, which I guess that's a pretty sexy time.
Yeah.
I usually associate New Year's as my sexy time.
Yeah, for right? most people, yeah. Right? How about yeah. you? You ever have did Santa come sliding down your chimney, your throat? I mean, I don't know.
Awesome. No,
I saw mommy guzzling Santa Claus.
No. I think, honestly, the sexiest Christmas I've had is right now. Hanging out with a bunch of girls. All Woo. Sexy in our red dresses.
Woo. Yes, very sexy in our red dresses. And I think, now, I know you don't drink, but what do you feel about being our altar girl for a little drinking game that you wouldn't be the drinking?
Like what?
Like what? Okay, well, we do a ritual because we believe in the power of ritual. And we feel that religion has taken over so many rituals that we, as a, you know, kind of a church of the bonobo way, without believing in any god, goddess, or particular deity, we practice what we call Bonoboville Communion.
Woo!
Right.
Which involves the blood, which is agua, cocoa, leaf, liqueur.
I could put and, water in you if you want.
The body, absinthe? Which is salt. It's not absinthe. We have absinthe also somewhere, but I don't know if we have it right here. Why, are you an absinthe kind of guy?
No, I just saw green.
You saw green, right. There are other green drinks. Fairy, right. It's not quite as strong as absinthe, but it's kind of strong. Anyway, we can also do it with water, juice, cider. It's kind of.
I'm down.
Yeah, you're
oh,
down.
Okay.
I'm
down.
Woo!
You want me
and
to make it
involves.
With the
make it with that side. Now, of course, your altar is your chest, right? So we would need to turn off the Facebook cameras for this. So Facebook, where is Facebook? There it is. Hi, Facebook people. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go from you. But if you would like to see our fabulous ritual, Bonoboville Communion, then you can just watch us at drsusanblock.com/live. That's drsusanblock.com/live. Okay, so let's see. So we're going to move around in front here. Let's see. I mean, we could have something to sit on, pillows. I guess sometimes we have. Do we have any other pillows or something? Yeah. Here we go. Okay, and hi, Jack. I see a friend. Oh no, I don't like that one. That one always looks kind of not good. Not good. Okay. So. Oh, there you go.
Not another pillow.
You're looking to guzzle. Okay. So we're going to sit in front of the Divine Interventions nativity scene. And.
This is so great.
Here we go. And what is someone saying about a microphone? I hear people talking, but I technical microphone talk, I don't know. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I am. You're wearing a tiny dress, but that's okay. Because now we don't have the
Facebook
right.
censure.
So, are you wearing panties or no panties?
Yes.
Okay, well then. No worries. Do we have other glasses?
Yeah. So Harry told me I gave her way too much, but she's a guzzler, right?
What?
So
oh. That's oh, this is that. Okay, that's for
exactly.
her. Okay.
That's
no, she didn't take it yet. Okay. What do we do? Good question. Well, first of all,
we guzzle.
We guzzle. This is a little bit of guzzling right here. Yeah. And so let's see. I guess I could just have you be our altar girl, and I could show you what we do, or
either or. She could watch one time.
You want to watch one time? Okay.
And then you'll know everything.
Yes.
Your turn. So Sunshine will be our altar girl for Christmas, Bonoboville Communion. This is called teasing. Mm-mm-mm. All right. So now,
pay attention.
Okay, so I am going to take communion because I deserve it. And I'm going to demonstrate. Oh, your nipples are getting hard just thinking about it. Or maybe it's the breeze. Okay, so first, what we do is we prepare the altar.
Preparing the altar. Exciting.
I love to prepare thoroughly. Okay, so the altar is of course the body, you could say, of Christ or the goddess or whatever deity you feel like worshiping. And then we have the salt.
Salty.
Which you know
salty.
Is always good for the body, a little salt. So now we consume the body of God. You can tell how hungry I am. I wanted more peaches for impeachment, but I got titty.
That seems better.
Better.
Yes, it's exciting.
All right. And now she's going to waterboard me with very little because I drink, but I'm not a big drinker.
And we also want to
careful we don't break the glasses.
And we want to be careful we don't break the glasses.
The glasses always break,
but we should show the agua because I'll keep it on the rug because it matches our Christmas green. Okay. And now
Betsy's opinion again.
Betsy, you want
I
communion?
I think she wants a bonobo for communion, but we just say, just wait. No, sorry.
Okay. So now
Bobo Bill, oh, I get it, I think.
I'm gonna get waterboarded. Bonobo style.
Me too.
Whoop, there's my Yale panties. Yum. I got waterboarded for Christmas. Well, I'm sure I'll be waterboarded again for Christmas, but it's actually my first waterboarding of December because we didn't do it last week. Woo! Yummy.
Yay.
All right. So you have seen an example. Now, would you like to be the altar girl? For Sunshine?
What would you like to do?
No.
No?
I want you to be the altar girl, though.
You what?
My nipples are not that big.
You know what? Mine aren't either. So, you know, there's different size nipples for different titties, for different, you know, people. And all of them are beautiful.
Nipples are big. Boobies aren't. My boobs are.
So I saw your nipples. I saw your nipples. I thought they were beautiful.
You're gonna make me do it?
I'm not gonna make you. No, I can't make you. Who's next?
Would you like to see his boobs? Will that make you take yours out? Okay,
they're just covering man boobs.
Yeah.
Oh,
there.
Moobs.
Yeah, moobs.
All right, nice. Can we have some applause for these beautiful titties?
Yay, boobs! We did it!
All right. So, they're so nice that, yeah, just relax. I mean, are you feeling good? Where's your mic here? How you feeling?
Small. They're small.
No, they're not. I don't think they're small. Does anyone here think they're small? No one thinks they're small. We see tits all the time. You know what? I think they're beautiful. The nipples are very hard, and I mean, to me, that isn't even necessarily always the best thing. You know, some women's nipples don't get hard that easily, and that's okay. You know, women have
some
different.
Some women's nipples are just, there are so many different kinds. They're all beautiful.
The that's lord all. Or the lady or the doggy in the sky gave you these beautiful titties, and you should enjoy them. We're enjoying them.
Thank you.
We're enjoying looking at them. You know, it's a pleasure to look at them. I'm going to bring my little baby nippies out. I have little tiny titties, too.
Yeah, I feel
but,
it.
I mean, you know, tiny titties are great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Max?
Fantastic.
He's just happy that there's boobs.
Max, make your, like, make your opinion known.
Girls always get so
everyone's
conscious. Like,
talking
we love them
at
all.
Once.
They're all amazing.
Big boobs, little boobs, even fake boobs.
I would like to hear Max's take on the little boob question.
Everything in moderation. A handful.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so maybe we should each take a nipple.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Okay with that? All right.
Dreams are coming true.
Okay. So lean back a little bit, but not too much, because you don't want to put your head doesn't want to fall into baby Jesus. But okay. So we're gonna give it a lick. Yeah, girl.
I got glitter all over her tits.
Yeah, glitter tits.
Okay, so now I'm going to salt the altar.
Woo.
This is our beautiful altar. And Amy Guzzler is our altar girl. Okay, and now we're going to lick.
It's really glittery.
Wow. I have glitter lips, but mine didn't come off like that. Okay, so you are going to get guzzled. How about you? You should get it. And we'll, then she'll do for... Yeah, but you're gonna you. We just did the waterboarding, so now you. You got to. Okay. No, no, no. You stay here. You stay here. And you are now going to be the waterboarder. You saw. You're going to get waterboarded in a moment. By. Yeah, right. Okay. You're confused. I know. That's often how it is when you go to a church for the first time. It's a little confusing.
Yay.
Okay. So now you're going to pour it into her mouth slowly. And you are getting waterboarded. Woo! Bonobo style.
Yeah.
Let's do that again. Come down, because I want to get a photo of that, because the these guys are right in front. Okay, so no, pretend you're pouring it. Just do the pour. Yeah, right. I want to get a photo.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the no. You know, he wouldn't be pouring like that. He'd be pouring. Boy, it's hard to fake these things. I tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, and we got a flash. All right, so, okay, maybe this way. Okay, right through, Bianca, here, lay down. And there we go. Okay, let me, where's the glass? Maybe I'll give you some more. Make it real.
Woo!
I'm just trying to get you drunk, right? Another little drop.
Okay. Party, party, party!
And down the hatch. And yes, Sunshine got waterboarded.
Yay!
All right, so now you could get waterboarded yourself. Would you like to?
Not
by alcohol, but...
Are you doing it? But
I'll do it.
No.
Yeah, but... Because we want to see you guzzle something.
Yeah.
Or a guzzler. No, I promise you there's no alcohol in it.
Okay. Okay, so we'll get you between both of our legs.
Here. Yeah. Just look at that.
Actually, I'm going to sit on this
pillow. Look, you made an X with your leg. Two X's. Two X chromosomes.
Right.
It's perfect. Girl okay. Stuff.
Lean back.
You're funny.
Yeah, there you go. Oops. Forward a little bit. Just a little bit so your head is on her thigh.
Great.
Yes, there you go. All right. How are you feeling? Are you feeling
nice,
okay?
Nice,
are you feeling relaxed?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay. All right. So now you're going to pour that, all that in? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to get waterboarded.
Fuck yeah.
All of it. Look,
okay.
She's so pretty. All
yeah, dude.
All of it. Okay. I'm over the top.
Okay.
See, it wasn't alcohol, right?
Here. Oh, you got it all in?
Wow.
Yeah, of course she got it all in.
Okay, yes, let's hear it for Amy Guzzler. Here, turn around and applause for Amy Guzzler. And her first Bonoboville Communion.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're impressed?
We just took tits out. That's all that a guy needs to get impressed.
Like, you know, that's impressive.
Didn't know we had these.
It's called breast therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works.
How do we do that?
Okay,
well,
so now...
anytime during the week.
Yeah. Oh, to have breast therapy? Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we offer that. We offer all kinds of sex therapy. Whatever your fetish or perversion or question or problem. All kinds of sex therapy. Right, exactly. So, what time is it? Okay, so we're moving right along. So should you do Bonoboville Communion?
I'm in.
It's
11:31 you're in, right? You were an altar boy.
Yeah.
So
he has experience. He's gotten all his prereqs done.
I'm just good at drinking.
Yeah, he's good at drinking. Okay, so, we're going to give him a lick. I mean, I could give him a lick, or you could give him a lick, or...
You're the professor.
I'm the professor. Here. Come here, my son.
All right, let's do it.
Come here. And, oh, I need a glass. Okay.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, I guess we should wash it out and be clean. Right? Or
right?
Not?
I mean, alcohol kills germs, right?
Right, right.
I don't know.
Maybe we don't need to, but we're washing it out anyway, because we do that.
We're here for
plenty. I'm washing it out anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember where they washed it.
Where's my salt? Oh, here it is. Okay. All right, so she's going to wash that out. So while she does that, you approach the altar like a good altar boy. I will hold your microphone and lick it. Mmm, good right. boy. And now I salt it.
Okay.
Because I am the high priestess of Bonoboville Communion. Right. And now you lick that salt up like a good little altar boy. Mmm, yeah, baby.
That did it?
Okay. And now we're going to pour the blood.
Yeah, okay.
No,
we're
done. Okay. Yeah, like this? Yeah, okay. You kind of talk. Okay, here we go. There's your head.
Look how happy.
What are you doing? Giving him a tonsillectomy here? Are we doing a dental video? Yeah, right. Okay.
He's just excited about alcohol and tits.
And you are getting waterboarded!
What a man.
Bonobo style! That's right.
All right,
cool.
I like that.
Yeah,
all right, microphone. You like that?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's way better than church.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's there's different kinds
for
of
me.
Churches, right? Right.
Yeah.
Except we don't get any kind of a tax write-off.
Oh, you should.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why Kanye's
definitely
doing
should.
It, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start doing Sunday service.
Sunday service.
Well, we do Saturday dad. Night yeah. service.
Hell yeah, it's perfect. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're servicing.
We are servicing our constituents, our congregation,
yeah.
our special guests, and you, brothers and sisters. That's right. And by the way, we are here for you if you want to give us a call. I didn't give the phone number out.
Oh, no.
But we have a phone number, and it is 1-626-461-5212. I find it from the heavens. That's why I'm looking up. 626-461-5212. That's right, brothers and sisters. You can give us a call and talk to us about your holiday sex, the holiday blues. Right, a lot of people get the holiday blues, even though the holidays are fun. You know, a lot of partying. A lot of seeing family, but sometimes you can't be with your family, or sometimes your family really pisses you off. You know, people are nervous about the politics of the situation right now. There's a lot of edgy people, so it's tough. So on the other hand, you might be having incest fantasies about your relatives, and they can't talk about that to anybody except your mother confessor. So you may not want to call during the show where it is kind of public. I mean, we don't say your real name, but people can hear your voice. But you can call during the week at 213-291-9497. That's our regular number. But if you want to call during the show, it's 626-461-5212. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of violence going on and a lot of anti-sex activity. I used to think we were becoming more progressive, but lately it seems like we're taking steps backwards with respect to sexual freedom. We need the bonobo way more than ever, brothers and sisters. Yes, we do. I realize I'm the only one with a nipple showing suddenly, but and that's okay, right? Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, Donald Trump is like, I don't know, a very blatantly unbonobo president, even though he loves sex, but only from a very selfish point of view. And bonobos are very giving when it comes to sex. Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. And even though Trump has said he wants to pull everybody out of the endless perma wars that America is in, he's not doing that. I mean, he says that. And every once in a while I go like, oh, okay, maybe this horrible Trump is not so horrible. But then he doesn't actually end the wars. He continues them. He just moves guys around different countries. And
shuffle.
The shuffle, yeah, the shuffle. But I was thinking about, like, who would be the most bonobo president? Who do you think?
A bonobo?
A bonobo. Well, obviously we can't have a bonobo as the president of this country of humans.
I would say Bernie.
Because
I was reading about the bonobos before I got here, because you told me
cool.
about Bonoboville. And, like, the thing there that made the most sense is that it was very much about the community.
Yes.
And, like, while the sexual nature of them was what allowed peace, but the purpose of the sexual thing was to, like, broaden the abilities of everybody. So, like, if you're looking from just, like, a perspective of what would make the most peace, like, socialist policies seem to make sense because it's the most good for the most people. One candidate
I
that
like
hadn't had to
that
change
way
his talking
of thinking.
Points.
You know, I mean, Bernie's not my first choice for who I'd want to have sex with.
Sure,
but,
sure, sure.
You know, I think that would have to be, Tulsi. Actually, Tulsi, she's the hottest, but Bernie is my first choice for president. What can I say? And I know it's a long shot, but I also saw this really adorable video of him dancing with all these different women at this union kind of gathering. And
I don't know.
He was dancing, partly I think to show everybody I might be almost 80, but I can dance. And he's dancing one after the other. And I just think it's so beautiful to see, you know, a man like that just dance around and be physical, be sexual, but not overdo it. It is sexual, of course, to dance. There he is on the screen dancing. Oh, there he is, right? It's so cool. He's dancing with different women, different, you know, sexy, cute women. They're all going up and dancing with this guy. And he's happy. He's got decent rhythm for an old Jew. You know,
right?
And you know, he's doing it. He's really doing it, putting arms around, you know. And it just gives me such a good feeling because there's so many guys these days who either, of course, harass women and touch where they're not wanted, or they're afraid to touch at all. And I understand why they might be afraid to touch at all. It's scary in today's climate. It really is. You don't know if you're going to get accused. And so we need role models like Bernie, mm-hmm. who, you know, are not afraid to touch different women. And yet it's, you know, hopefully he's not going to get accused of something now.
Yeah, well, I mean, just doing stuff in a nice way. I mean,
so my favorite
about fact that I learned, though, is that their clitoris is three times the size of, like, a human.
Oh, they're gigantic.
So
it's
so much easier to find.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They got these big, pink, bulbous pussies that just completely stick out. It looks a little...
Well, if that's the way you think, maybe next time you should try a whale.
Whoa.
A whale. Dolphin show, and we were looking at...
Dolphins are the one that fuck for pleasure, right?
Yeah. I had a whole show.
Yeah, we did a whole show on dolphins, but that's another story. It's a little controversial.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Was there a flipper?
Do you have a sexiest candidate? Do you think there's anybody
sexy?
I'll
tell you about it after this.
On the stage there?
Probably you.
Oh, me?
Probably you.
I'll run.
Block 20.
You should run. I would totally vote for you.
Aww. 2024. It's me or Kanye. Who do you want?
You.
Kanye.
For sure.
Not Kanye.
Right. Well.
Definitely not.
Aww.
Yeah.
And we also do like Liz. Okay, we got to say and
we'll
shout out
Liz
to Sally Martin because Sally's gonna play Liz on the show.
Yeah.
And
Sally Mullins.
Excuse me, Sally Mullins.
She's the best.
He knows everybody.
Oh yeah, you know everybody.
It's so funny, he knows
a lot. So, where are you performing soon?
I've got the U.S. Comedy Competition on Monday at Sal's Comedy Hole in Hollywood.
All right.
So I'm there.
We're all going to be there.
See, perfect. Let's do it.
Competing with you.
Yeah,
no,
let's do it.
We're going to root for you.
Yeah.
And where's your what's your next movie? Do you know?
I'm actually shooting like a two-hour to three-hour shoot on Monday.
Woo!
All right.
You can find it. Actually gonna be, I'll definitely have to send you guys the link for it. I just got back like pictures from my last shoot, like my last two photo shoots, and they're actually like really fucking dope. Like,
really?
They're really professional and they look really good. And so I'm like surprised by them. Like it was crazy.
You're gonna build up your confidence. I know that.
Yeah,
I know. You're doing it. Right here.
Thank you.
In fact, I think you should do a strip tease for us.
Yeah.
If you want.
Hey, play some strip sexy music.
Like,
we'll take it off.
Okay. Woo! Well,
yeah, that's fine too.
You like striptease to jingle balls? Or, I mean,
jingle balls? I'm done.
Jingle balls.
I can't with you.
Jingle balls.
Only if you strip with me. Now
what? Oh my God, Dr. Susan, that is the challenge of a lifetime.
That's kinky, exactly.
I've never.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I didn't hear. So you so the striptease is not happening. Is that what we're saying? I'm not sure. I mean,
I guess not if you're not going to do it with me.
Okay, so I got Hollywood Jake over there. Wow.
Don't use him as an excuse for why you can't strip. Hollywood Jake's there. We can't do it. Oh, no.
What?
Don't use Hollywood Jake as an excuse to not strip.
What? For me to strip? Oh, yeah, right.
She
yeah.
Said.
You changed the subject to Hollywood.
No, I don't need to change the subject. I'll talk about me stripping. Do you want to talk about it?
She said, do you want to talk about it?
Okay, because next week's your birthday.
Okay,
for
so
your
I,
birthday
have to, I have to strip for my birthday?
Nah, or? Nobody has to strip.
That's fun.
You want to strip?
It's not my birthday. We're playing by the rules, guys.
You wanna hop on the motor bunny, right?
I mean, does anything go in me? I just want to see what it is.
Okay, he's actually never seen it, so let's.
Yeah, let's check out the motor bunny, you guys.
Oh my God.
Well, if nobody's gonna ride it, I don't know if we should just check it out. It's kind of
like he's just never seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, that thing.
I mean, I can probably Google.
Dangerous.
Okay.
I'll
do you want to ride it? I heard you say you did not want to ride it. Is there anything that you would like to do to entertain us or no? Just asking for a friend.
I'm not. Oh, for a friend.
Yeah, just asking for a
friend. So I'm not entertaining you enough?
No.
Oh, my Lord. That's how
you're entertaining me, but not enough.
Whoa.
No, it's okay.
Okay, well, I mean, I could suck
on juggle?
Your nipples.
Do you juggle?
I can't juggle.
Do you hula hoop?
I can hula hoop. Yeah? I can hula hoop.
Okay, where's the hula hoop?
She said, where's the hula hoop?
Okay, where's the hula hoop?
Hula hoop.
Okay, I'm terrible at the hula hoop.
I do not think there's enough room for this fucking hula hoop right now.
No, there is.
Yeah.
Not with that.
That can hoop attitude.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time I hooped hula hoop.
I'm really terrible at the hula hoop, but I can try it with you.
What color would you like? I don't have Christmas colors.
Perfect.
You can always take them off.
Uh-huh. Sexy hula hoop.
Okay, so you can do it right there, right on the floor, right? Okay. Oh, you can do with that one. Do a pink one. Okay.
I'm gonna get out the way.
Oh. All right. So now we're going to have some hula hooping.
Yeah.
Now, last week we had naked hula hooping.
What?
Yeah, we did. You missed it. shout out to who was on last week? Gia Gelato. Yeah, Gia Gelato. She was amazing. Okay. So maybe topless hula hooping? Okay. Okay, we're all going to be topless.
Watch that Facebook camera.
Oh, we're on Facebook? I thought we were off now. Here we go. Okay, so come in the middle.
All right.
Hula hoops.
Okay.
I'm a genius.
I'm just going to stand here. Hey, you're doing good. Try it again. There you go. There you go. Oh, you got it, girl. All right. Okay, do you want to try it again? Oh, you're going to do it on your leg? Oh, your arm? You can do it on your arm?
Yeah. That's the one I can do.
It's the Bonoboville Circus.
Yeah.
The Christmas Circus. Xmas Guzzler. Look at that. That's great. You guys are an act. You're totally an act. All right. Let's hear it for Amy Guzler and Sunshine McWayne. Okay, so we have 10 more minutes. So what else should we do? Let's.
It's exactly 11:47 o'clock.
Nice.
11:40, and so you have a present here for Betsy. I see.
Merry Christmas, Betsy. Where is she? This is the one time she's.
Where
quiet.
Is Betsy? Betsy is.
Betsy.
Betsy has her Christmas sweater on and. I guess I'll just hula hoop while you're looking for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's always kind of Betsy.
So, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I knew.
Where's
you could
Betsy?
Hula.
Is Betsy coming?
You want me to get her?
I don't know. Well, okay. Maybe not.
Hey, Betsy, wait. Christmas.
I don't know. You went off to get her. I thought you were going to actually get her. So, while you're gathering around your families, I should show my my fabulous statue here that just got unveiled, which has this thing in front of it.
Statue.
Look at my statue, which just got unveiled.
It's my tripod.
Uh-huh. Merry Christmas, me. Okay, and it's kind of a naughty statue, and it's made by Yossi. Verdant, Yossi Vavum. Yossi Vavum? I forget Yossi's last name.
Yossi.
Yossi. We just love Yossi. Anyway, can you see the back? It's got Moses on the side and Socrates. Anyway. Oh, are we back? Did we get the dog?
Really asleep.
Oh, she's really asleep.
She's out.
Eyes closed, like
okay, so
noise.
Now I guess everybody here is pretty anti-Trump, so I think we should all eat peaches and step on him. Okay, so here we go. And so he's going to go over to the side like this. And this is my Jeffrey Valance pee pad. In case the dog does come over, we have a pee pad. Or in case Trump...
One day I'm going to use the pee pad.
...needs to pee. And... that jingle balls is really going crazy. Okay, so who's going to join me? I think you should put your boots on for this. Amy Guzler. All right. We have him gagged with a pine cone, and this is our impeachment proceeding.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just said, yeah.
And can
well,
I do this in
Well, one comment on Facebook Live.
What they say?
Brian Woolridge says, I like your socks, sunshine.
All right.
Nice. Look, they don't match.
Okay, so we're going to step...
what are we doing?
On his balls.
I love her personality.
Me?
Yeah, what are we doing? I'm
wait,
there.
I have my mic. Hold on. All right, hold on. Okay.
Okay, so balance on his balls. As, okay. Well, actually, I said balance, but bouncing is good.
Balance
okay.
Are balance.
Right. I said.
Or.
I mean, putting okay. The stilettos
and
into balls
eat a peach.
Is always good.
Ah!
Use the mic.
Yeah, but she's eating. How's she supposed to use the mic while she's
no,
eating?
No, I'm the mic. Use me.
Oh, use the mic. Oh, this mic. Stick a fork in it.
We're not naked anymore.
Oh, yes. We're not naked now.
We are not naked now.
We are just stepping
hi, Facebook.
On the Trumpus.
We're back.
Sticking a candy cane in his ear. This is
yeah,
what I call
like very
Trumpocalypse therapy for those of us who might be suffering from post-Trump sex disorder. This gives us a new lease on life. Mm. And where's his?
Start beating the crap out of him.
Now, you said you weren't violent. Okay,
but
so.
I'm going to beat someone into submission.
I'll give my comedian a chance to step on him if
yeah,
he wants.
Yeah,
you know, while you eat a peach.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That okay. Sounds great. He's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another great. Ritual.
Right? What do you mean? I feel like he would hate this a lot.
You think he would hate this?
Yeah, I would love
having
that, like,
you step on his balls.
Yeah, well, no, just being on the floor under women in general.
Yeah.
I like the pine cone.
It smells really nice too. It's cinnamon.
Well, oh yeah, the pine cone is kind of nice. Other times I've had him gagging on his penis pacifier.
But because it's Christmas.
But because it's Christmas, yes, we have a pine cone, and it's a pretty impeachment party that we're having here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. It's not a perfect impeachment party. I should kind of get him strangled in my candy cane, huh? Yeah.
Maybe we strap that mask onto like a blow up dog, get somebody to fuck it, you know? Right? It's doing the dick face.
It's really hard to talk with your mouth full. When I get my mouth full, that's a good time for other people to talk.
Oh, really? Oh.
But everybody likes to talk when I'm talking.
Watch it.
So,
what do
you need? I think we're about done. No, we're not. God. So.
We have 7 minutes.
You have 7 minutes.
I know. I see that. So what's going on, Max?
Well,
ready for some guzzling tonight?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was very
yeah, so ready to stuff my stocking with your penis fish.
Penis fish. Again with this penis fish.
Yeah, usually the euphemism doesn't like include the word in it.
Yeah. Right. No, you're right. Stuff the stocking.
I didn't get an answer to my question.
Oh, what was your question? What? Well,
if he was going to stuff her.
With his penis fish. Anyway, yeah. I guess.
He made a joke.
Yeah, he's not going to answer that. He's going to leave it so as a surprise.
I guess Max surprise has sex. To think about it. Or.
Oh, what was the question?
It's okay.
I said, what was the question?
You asked me a question?
Moving right along.
With your penis fish tonight. The stocking stuffer, you.
Now you're kind of wearing it
stuff
out.
Stuff her stocking.
Stuff her stocking. I got
it. Now started to sound gross.
I got it.
Oh, my God. We finally got it.
And you are only 2 or 3 minutes late.
Okay. So should we have some of our audience people come up and say goodbye with everybody? You want
to
come up and join us?
If anybody
audience
wants
people,
to.
You want to come up and join us?
Can I come say goodbye?
Yeah.
Come on up here.
Former bonobo, once a bonobo, always a bonobo.
Woo, hop in.
No problem.
What's where are my peaches? I should feed people peaches.
Yeah.
Can you get my peach?
We were talking about
parfait.
Subsidizing sex work earlier. I think I came up with the name for it. We can call it universal basic income.
Income.
Right? A thousand orgasms. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Period.
We should all have orgasms. You want another
every
one?
Day.
And so who's your friend here? McKenna. Oh, Kenna, right. McKenna.
Hi.
Kenna, would you like to eat a peach?
I would love to.
Oh, she's showing how good she is at it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Good job,
peaches.
McKenna.
You want a peach? everywhere.
President's
how dare he?
It's true. We wash all our dildos, but we share the same fork.
I told you it was classy.
We're classy. So we're happy. We're celebrating the holidays with friends. Handsome Hollywood Jake. Hello. Oh, where's my mistletoe? There it is back there. Oh, where's the mistletoe?
You like it? You like the show?
Where's the baby Jesus butt plug?
By the way.
Oh, baby Jesus butt plug. Did you want me to insert it in you?
No, I just love the concept.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In his ear. Can we see it in his ear, please?
The other phone.
Yeah, baby feels like a little bit sooner in the fetal cycle. Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Okay, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
Let's go. Wrap it up.
Okay, I'm here.
Woo.
And so we are now going to be saying bye.
Seconds.
So, who am I gonna kiss? Who am I gonna kiss? And and
okay.
And
don't be jealous.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So be good. Be happy. Follow the bonobo way.
Yay.
And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Woo. I love you.
Yay.
I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. so you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.